This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Get into the studio. Here he is.
Well, we've got Chris Curley in the studio with us, who has got a show on at the Brunswick Street Gallery as part of the Midsummer Festival, which we'll talk a little bit more about, Chris. But for those listeners of ours who didn't hear your last interview with us, we want to get a bit of background on you, how you got started as an artist, where your love for art came from. So tell us.
That's a big question.
Well, that's what we're here for, you know, probe away and get at those quick things.
Thank you for having me. I suppose as far as I can remember, I've always drawn. You know, the usual story you'll hear most artists say is they're drawing as a child and just a fascination with drawing and images. And then I suppose I never really pursued that intently. As a young adult after school, sort of went into more... I suppose sensible
to make money,
financial providing careers, not a hugely financial providing career. And then in my sort of early 20s, I was found myself living in London and went back and did some short courses in drawing and printmaking, and then coming back to Australia, decided to take the plunge and do a Bachelor of Fine Art at Monash University, which was hugely exciting and something that had been a long-term goal for me for many years. And, yes, did that, which was great. Hard to be a student as an adult, so it took me a little bit longer than most people. I think I did it in 4 years rather than three. And then, but, yeah, loved but it so much that I did honours at the end. So
can I just stop you there, though? Yep. Did you feel, because I've had quite a few friends who went back and did their studies later, did you feel that you had so much better understanding than a lot of the other younger students around you?
I think I had a lot more life experience, and I suppose, you know, basically it's hard as an adult going back to do an undergraduate degree, especially a degree like art where, let's face it, at the end of it, there's no career. You're essentially doing it for the interest and the love of it.
Yep.
And so you're without being too harsh, your peers largely are sort of school leavers who might be living at home with their parents or have sort of other means of survival. So you come at it from a very different perspective. So there's good things because you're doing it because you really want to, and it's hard work to do it because you're working and struggling to do it. But so yes, you definitely come from it from a different perspective. So
do you find then, Chris, that's an advantage or disadvantage? I mean, having that sort of, I suppose, in a sense, knowledge that you're doing it for the love of it. You know that, you know, look, there may or may not be a career out of it. There may or may not be money out of it. Whereas, do the younger people coming in, do they think that, you know, there is going to be more to it? And how do you react with that or react to that?
I'm sure for anyone, you know, the idealism of youth is slightly misplaced. look, I think, I don't know what the statistics are, but I think I read somewhere that maybe between 5% and 8% of graduating art students actually end up with a paid career. So, you know, I'm sure the majority of the students didn't. But are they
thinking, though, that when they're, you know, like, especially in first year, that they're going to be the next big thing?
Maybe some of them are. To be honest, I'm sure a lot of them just did it because they didn't know what else to do.
Yeah,
as in many degrees. But yep. There's varying people with varying ambitions.
Were you rolling your eyes a lot, thinking, "Oh my God, I can't believe that,
David"? yeah, I have to confess, there was a little bit of eye rolling going on. But I think that's sort of inevitable in a situation like that when you're coming into it as a grown up with real troubles.
but did you walk away from it, though, just think to yourself, I'm so proud and so pleased that I've done this?
I was very It was an achievement. I was almost going to give up on it sort of at the end of second year. I think I just went, I just don't know if I can do this. And then took a year off. And then after a year of reflection, I thought, no, I really, really do want to do this and go back and finish it. So I did. Mm. And sort of came back to it with a new perspective, I think, of I'm just going to do what I want to do within the degree, take with it what I take from it, what I need, and discard the rest. Mm. So that sort of worked for me.
How long ago was that?
I think I finished the degree in 2013.
Right, okay. Yep. A fair while ago.
Yeah, and then yep. took a year off and then did honours. Yep. But my honours degree was in art history, so I actually was lucky enough to rather than a visual arts honours, which includes a folio, I did a thesis rather than an exegesis.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Because I also love the art history side of things, yeah. and writing. Yeah. So.
And so do you work within that field now?
No, I'm a nurse.
Right.
That's my way of paying the bills.
Paying the bills.
That's the not so lucrative, sensible career.
But now, like you could sort of start looking at, getting into the NGV or somewhere like that.
Yeah, I think what I've learned over time is slowly is really the only way to approach it. As working as a part-time artist, you get little windfalls and they're really exciting, and you know, getting into a prize or getting into a show like this, and then there'll be sort of long periods of sort of starvation where you'll just be plugging away, reminding yourself that you're doing it because you're interested in it, you've got a compulsion to do it, and yeah. there's themes that you want to explore for yep. yourself.
Why have you done this exhibition at this time, especially considering that you tried to get out of this interview?
Well, most of the work is old. It's been shown before, but
not to this audience.
But not to this. Yeah, I've wanted to be a part of Midsummer for a long time, and have a show as part of Midsummer. And I'm thinking for a couple of years how I could do that. And so it's really only been at this time that I've managed to amass a body of work which is big enough to have an entire show. And then obviously the time of year is that it's Midsummer, and I wanted to expose the work to a queer audience specifically. There will be a little bit of new stuff. There's a painting that I actually just finished this morning that will be in the show, and a couple of smaller studies that will be in there as well. The previous show, sort of 2018, I think, was fantastic. But I think it's just a real privilege and really exciting for me to have it within the queer spirit, within a queer venue, towards a queer audience.
How do you describe your discipline?
Haphazard.
Okay.
Partially for practical reasons, because of trying to fit it in with sort of almost full-time other work. So when I have block times free, though, I try to be as dedicated as I can. So I'll often sort of get up in the morning and start work about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning and work through till 5 o'clock at night, with sort of coffee and tea breaks and lunch breaks in between. So I've been on leave for a couple of weeks. I've been able to work quite consistently throughout that time, which has been nice.
Yep.
But otherwise, it's sort of grabbing snippets of time when I can.
Yeah. And what is your subject matter? If it's older stuff, does it follow a particular pattern?
So I suppose my subject matter broadly is sort of perceptual, realistic, modernist kind of style, figurative painting.
Very sharp.
Very sharp.
I
get the Jeffrey Smart comment a fair bit.
I was literally, my mouth was just about ready to mouth that line, which is so good, and you've done it very, very well.
Oh, thanks.
But the one that's a little postcard that you've got, and these will be at the foyer at Joy, so please come in and pick one up, is very, when you look at it, Jeffrey Smart straight away, you know, you think of that, and you're not really sure what it is to begin with, and then all of a sudden the penny drops, well it did for me, and it's a man standing out of the front of a toilet block.
Yeah, so I suppose loosely the show is based around the themes of beats, which I sort of became interested in a couple of years ago. I've sort of always been interested in that sort of idea and the, I suppose the mythology around that concept. But as you've kind of alluded to, what I enjoy most about painting or making pictures is making things a little bit ambiguous, making it an image that kind of is a bit universal, that can appeal to anyone, but there's a narrative underlying there that takes a little bit of time to make itself known to the viewer and requires an extended period of looking to unpick that. And I think that's where, for me, sort of the best figurative painting does that.
Yeah.
It lets you time to sit with it and for it to unravel in your mind.
And you know, like, you could easily sell this to somebody that have no idea what's going on.
You know, like, I hope so.
But then there'd be somebody like us that would pick up on it, you know, and love it because it's a great look. It's a great feel.
Yeah, and I think what sort of attracted me to the theme of this is, I suppose, the gay history, the gay mythology around the theme, but also the concept of how that interacts, intermeshes with violence and homophobia, and I suppose the history of our people and the prejudice that has occurred over time. So that, I think, that is a hugely rich narrative and theme that can be delved into endlessly.
And the title of the exhibition has got nothing to do with that. I think it's hysterical. It's called Recent Paintings.
Yes, so not new. They're recent. So it's not entirely a lie.
Highly original. Not.
Yeah.
Chris...
Got to keep the mystery.
Keep it. And where's it showing?
So it's showing at Brunswick Street Gallery. Opening is on the 31st, Friday the 31st from 6 till 9.
Which is this Friday?
This coming Friday, yep. All welcome.
Where is it? It's on Brunswick Street, is that right?
It's on...
Brunswick Street, 322.
Brunswick Street in Fitzroy, level 1, 322, yep.
And have you got a website?
I do, yeah, christophercurley.com.
Okay, yeah. And what about Instagram?
Instagram, yes. I'm notoriously slack with social media and I'm trying to get better.
Come on, Christopher, come on.
I've really got to come into the real world and get out of the studio, but it's a struggle, but I'm going to do it. That's my New Year's resolution.
Okay, well, I think you're a mighty fine artist.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very good. And people, go and check out Chris's stuff. It's really good and it's part of Midsummer. So you're obviously part of...
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.